All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? Segment two tonight. We're visiting with John Copper, former UVA linebacker, talking about the Hoos. And it sounds like John's got some support staff in the background there. Something going on there. But anyway, John, thanks for hanging with us. And Frank's got another question for you.
All right, John, are you there?
Yep.
All right, good deal. Hey, Virginia makes a nice comeback in the fourth quarter. It's 27-20. The defense holds their end of the bargain up. Doesn't get called for too many men on the field. Forces a punt. Somehow Virginia's got the ball at midfield. I believe the 48-yard line or something. And there's a minute and 35 or something on the clock. What should Virginia have done at that point? Let's forget what didn't happen, like a dropped pass and some bad blocking and maybe a penalty for holding somebody. But what should Virginia have been doing with a minute and 35 to go?
Minute 35, you're driving the score. I mean, that's a practice thing. You know, you get into that situation, you've got to have guys that are down to, I mean, managing the clock, obviously, but also just being in that situation. I mean, that was one thing when I was playing. We ran, 2 minutes, so end of the half and end of the game scenarios. We ran different game time scenarios at least twice a week in practice on offense and defense. That's the thing, that once you're in that situation, it's got to be second nature once you're in it, running through and that sort of thing and making those plays.
Of course, we've been rotating quarterbacks, so the linemen probably didn't know who was yelling at them and the signals. But sorry, I don't mean to be sarcastic. Anyhow, John, Virginia's got some big games coming up. We're staring at Wake Forest, 12:30 on Saturday at 12:30. I consider this Virginia's last best chance to break this negative streak. Then Virginia travels to NC State on November the 3rd, so there's a bye week. Virginia needs a bye week. Maybe they can find somebody who can play. Then Miami is at home visiting on the 10th. Then North Carolina comes on a Thursday night, and then we travel to Blacksburg for the traditional end-of-season contest. What do you see happening this year, and let's find some positives.
Yeah, it's after Wake Forest. I mean, they're by no means anybody to overlook, but the rest of that schedule is definitely stiff. I mean, Al Golden has Miami on more ups than downs, it seems like. Of course, NC State and UNC are playing well. I mean, they're Duke in the mix. They're playing well. And then Virginia Tech's never easy, even if they are on a little bit of down year now. Right now, I mean, it's pretty pivotal juncture for the season. I mean, from what I've seen, the team has the talent to compete in games. What I hear from players that I've talked to after games is that, they didn't feel like the teams that they were playing were really that much better than them or even better than them. They just made mistakes that cost them games. And, that's the thing. It's, like I said, it's kind of a pivotal juncture here. If they can catch some momentum, that sort of thing, could end up knocking out, a couple or a few of those teams that maybe they're not supposed to beat in the season. But at the same time, if they don't, it could just continue to kind of spiral down, and that's never something you want,
Yeah, you don't want that, and that's why this weekend's important, visiting with John Copper. John, it just seems to me, as a non-football guy, there's execution, special teams breakdown, penalties, turnover. I mean, it'd be easier if it was one thing, but it just seems like a lot of things are going wrong at this stage.
Yeah, it is, and those are things. I mean, the number one statistic for whether you win or lose football games is turnover margin. That's NFL and college. Time of possession doesn't matter. Rushing yards doesn't matter. Passing yards doesn't matter. Special teams points doesn't matter. It's turnover margin. And we have, I don't know if we're last this week or next to last in turnover margin, and that's both offense and defense. And the second thing is you can't give up big plays and you can't give up penalties. That would be number three. And those are things Coach London's first year that I noticed was the big plays and the penalties. And again, we can't compete on the level that we need to if those are a part of the factor, even if we have a really good team. Which, like I said, this year I think we have a decent team. Just when you add in those mistakes, it makes it that much more glaring.
Well, one thing's for certain, they seem to have gotten better. We only had one fumble and one interception. It's unfortunate, but those two plays plus that apparently that excessive celebration after the field goal that made it 17-13 really hurt Virginia. Well, listen, John, we're going to let you go. We thank you for joining us tonight, and please stay in touch with us, and we hope to bring you back maybe in November, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. Appreciate it, Frank.
Thank you, John. All right, listen, we're going to quickly jump right here, right now, and do our LeClaire Ryan play of the game, because basically we're out of time before this segment. Not an easy call. Late in the fourth quarter, junior quarterback Mike Rocco joined the huddle in relief of Phil Sims. Following a few much-needed first downs, Rocco threw a beautiful 24-yard TD strike to tight end Jake McGee in the corner of the end zone. I think it got the UVA fans fired up. The Wahoo rally was short-lived, and unfortunately, even though there was some drama in the last 4 minutes, that was about all she wrote. Tough loss, but the Wahoos never gave up.
I thought they fought back, particularly after a horrendous start.
I give the captains and the coaches a lot of credit for not caving in, because Maryland came out on all cylinders.
And we're looking for positive, but Jake McGee, now that's one positive of the season. He's had a terrific year, local guy. So at any rate, we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we will be joined by assistant basketball coach Jason Williford. Stay tuned.